How early should kids start school? The state of Wisconsin doesn't require children to start their education until age 5, but plenty of parents want their young ones to be exposed to learning earlier than that. Yet, not all families can afford preschool, so the goal of one program on Milwaukee's northwest side is to provide access. And that's not all. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello gives us a look into EduCare, a program working to help low-income kids get ahead by focusing on the adults in their lives.
Close your eyes and picture a preschool classroom. Little hands playing with building blocks, tiny feet running to the door to line up for recess. What you envision is probably pretty close to what you'll find in an EduCare classroom, like this one, based out of Milwaukee's Next Door Foundation. A 4-year-old student is forming letters out of sticks with his teacher.
What letter is that?
A T right there. Yes, that is a T.
EduCare looks and sounds similar to other early childhood programs, and Milwaukee has many. But a national team of researchers recently singled out EduCare for its effectiveness in serving low-income kids. What sets this program apart is what happens outside the classroom.
In early childhood, I think one of our hallmarks is that we do think about serving kids and their families, not just kids.
Nancy File is an early childhood professor at UW-Milwaukee and one of the researchers who reviewed EduCare programs in Milwaukee, Chicago, Omaha, and Tulsa. File says one of the most critical components of any child's education is parental involvement. But family engagement can make all the difference when a child comes from a low-income background.
One of the things that we know is poverty is hard on children and it's hard on families. And the more that we can support families and children to navigate those difficulties, the better off everyone is.
Every family who qualifies and enrolls in EduCare is assigned a family advocate, someone who connects the family to resources it needs, whether that's housing, medical care, or the parents need their GED.
I just love how it's the whole approach. They're working with us, you know, working with all families to make sure we have the best interests of the child as well as the family because we all need to be healthy.
Lisa Garley has sent 3 of her kids through EduCare, including her 20-month-old son, Christian, who's enrolled right now. Christian has some physical limitations. His mom says the program helped her figure out how to make him comfortable in the classroom. One of Garley's older sons had behavior issues when he started here. Teachers worked with mom to find a solution. Garley says the help from her family advocate, along with regular interaction with her kids' teachers, make her feel supported as a parent.
You feel that family, that home-like feeling. It's like sending them to your uncle or your aunt's house and you feel comfortable. It feels right.
Because we're more collaborative with the parents, you do become like their second mom.
Opal Dennis is a lead teacher in one of EduCare's birth to three classrooms. She says a big part of her job is getting together with parents to talk about their kids, and they have plenty of time to get to know each other. The program loops teachers with their students, meaning they remain together as a group as they move up in age. Dennis says those practices help her and her students and their families develop deeper connection than typical preschool relationships.
We get them goals based upon our interaction with the parents, talking to the parents, and then also as teachers, what do we see in the classroom? So it's very detailed.
The EduCare classrooms at Next Door are currently the only ones of their kind in Milwaukee. The researchers who examine them say the only way such programs can expand is with more funding, public or private. This year marked the first in a 5-year study, so while the researchers have seen gains in behavior and literacy among the kids at EduCare, what they don't yet know is how they'll fare once they leave the program. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.